Rudy in the morning.
The coffee is on. With the show.
8:10 on the Moody of the Morning Show, and this is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019, and that makes it time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, with tax preparation and planning and retirement strategies and planning and a whole lot more, as always. Good morning, Tom Austin.
Good morning, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
It's
2019.
Yes, indeed. And 2018 has come and left the building. So we know that December was not a really good month for the stock market. So let's take a look, Tom. Where do you see the stock market going in the new year here in 2019? And what's your view of the economy overall?
Well, you're right, Pat. December was not a good year. It's the worst December we've had actually since 1931, believe it or not.
Amazing.
We actually finally hit what we call a bear market, which is where the stock market is 20% down from a recent high.
Okay.
And we came off of that fairly quickly, but at one point the overall broader averages were down on an average of 15% in December, which put us into that bear market territory. We rebounded a bit, and in December, the market, the broader averages were down just under 10%. The indexes as a whole were down between 5 and 6% for the year. So it's the first down year we've had since 2012. In 2012, the market was just down a couple percentage points. But besides that, we've had a pretty good run over the last 10 years. But we're seeing these huge market fluctuations, you know, right before Christmas. If you remember, the Dow was down 500 points, and then in a shortened session on Christmas Eve, it was down almost 600 points. But then the day after Christmas, the market had its biggest one-day increase of almost 1,100 points. So this volatility is indicative of the uncertainty that the markets are seeing. You know, the government shutdown, which we're in the midst of now, the talk of the trade wars, things that we've been talking about here on the show, the concern of tariffs, certainly with China. And one of the bigger things is the interest rates. You know, as we move forward into 2019, we'll see what position the Fed takes regarding interest rates. But, you know, I think that overall the market was due for some form of a correction. I don't think it's a bad thing for our markets. I think overall, as we've talked in the past, is that we were in the midst of record low unemployment. The demand for workers, we're seeing a higher demand for workers, which is increasing overall wages. Corporate profits are up, and part of that is due to the tax cuts, because corporations now have more money to spread around. You have more money in the pockets of consumers. Fourth quarter growth now is projected to be somewhere around 3%, a little bit more, followed by the last three quarters in 2018, which were in the 3s and even 4%. So that's really positive sign moving forward. I think as the market gets a little bit more certainty, you know, with some of these things, especially if some kind of a deal could be made with China, I think that will really push the markets forward. And depending on how the Fed views things in the first quarter regarding interest rates, I think that could really push the markets forward in the short term. There's always right. The next bump in the road, so to speak. The government shutdown right now, I think, is minimally affecting the markets. I think that at some point soon, I would assume that they're going to figure that out. But I think you just need to be patient. You know, stay the course, kind of see some of these things as they play out. But overall, I think that the economy looks to be in pretty good shape moving forward in 2019.
Well, you know, and the important thing, as always, you've always been, you know, the guiding star that says, essentially, you know, if you're in it as a day trader, well, get ready to hang on for your dear life. Your strategy is always buy and hold and play things for the long term, and don't panic when things go down 500 and 600 points in a day. That's the worst time to sell, you know, because, well, what was it? A day later, it was the day after Christmas was up almost 1,100
points. You don't
want
to get in the business of trying to time the market. And,
exactly.
And there are a lot of strategies that we put together for our clients, especially right. For ones that are retired or close to retirement, in drawing out income, is to you know, put some things in place so that we're not having to liquidate a lot of money to take withdrawals out, you know, during these volatile times. And it's all part of the planning process that we put together for our clients.
Yep. Well, we also know that tax time, unfortunately, is right around the corner. Tell us a little bit of what you're doing to get ready for that busy time of the year for your team at Austin Tax and Financial.
Well, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go on vacation, Pat.
All right. Good for you. That's good. Recharge those batteries
Right. We always like to get away somewhere warm for a little bit in January, and then we'll be back going full bore. We really don't start setting appointments. Well, we set appointments, but don't actually do appointments until February. But this is going to be our 10th year of doing taxes. I've been in the financial business for over 20 years, and we opened up our office in Stevensville 11 years ago, but this will be our 10th tax season. Mm-hmm. And we literally started in the tax business with one tax repair, and we did well over 400 returns that first year. And now last year we did in excess of 1,500. So our tax practice continues to grow, and it's we prepare taxes at a reduced rate. You know, we can able to provide that service to the community at a very reasonable cost point. And all of our preparers, are required to go to schooling. So our preparers in the fall, went to update school. And this year there were a lot more than usual because of the new tax law. So the tax form, the 1040 federal tax form, is completely revamped. It looks completely different. Things are in different places. They talked about simplification. I believe that people are going to be more people that are probably going to be confused this year than simplified. There will be less people probably itemizing, but itemized deductions really aren't a complex thing.
Right.
But there will probably be less people itemizing. So we're ready. I think the software, we've got the software. We'll see how well everything engages properly with the IRS. Anytime you have some type of a major overhaul like this in the tax structure, you've got two things: one with the software and the software companies, and then you have what the IRS has implemented on their end and how that all meshes together. But we are taking appointments now. We start doing taxes actually in February, and the way our system works is that people set an appointment, they come in and have an actual time with a tax preparer, then we review over the return, and we have you come back a second time, and I try to sit down with the majority of our clients and go over the return, so if they have any questions, and certainly I think we're going to have a lot of people with questions this year with the tax law changes. We actually do taxes for $125 as our base price, and $89 if you're a new client. And then there's obviously some caveats to the complexity of the returns,
right,
as far
exactly
as what we may charge for.
You can't come in as a new client and say, I've got, seven corporations that you need to solve this for, Talking about individual tax returns.
Right. And we find ourselves to be at a very reasonable price point compared to what the market is out there. And the main thing is that we're servicing our clients and making them feel confident and that we are competent and doing the taxes correctly, and that they're being done in an efficient manner. We really try to get people in and out of there so they're not waiting for week on ends. And we find that works well for us, that people come in and actually meet with the tax preparer as opposed to just dropping off. And we do have clients that drop them off.
Sure.
But certainly for new clients, we always like to have them at least
a consultation.
Come in.
Sure.
Yeah, so we can get a little bit more feel for what what they've got going on and so forth. So.
Well, then especially for your where you've got clients that are there for financial expertise and everything else, to tie together at tax time makes it a heck of a lot more rewarding.
That's a great point, Pat. We talk about that a lot on the show. That's kind of unique, I think, to our practices because we can help people both on the financial side and the tax side and kind of, explain how some of those things are intertwined together, because really your money and how much of you keep it in your pocket is a direct correlation to taxes and financial planning and something that a lot of times those two separate entities are completely separated, and we're able to kind of bring that together.
Well, and the important thing is you're able to bring that together on a regular, consistent basis through the course of the year, as opposed to only at tax time when you're working with somebody who's a regular client and meeting routinely.
Absolutely. So. And we've had a lot of conversations this year, especially because of the new tax law. So,
all righty. Well, how can folks get a hold of you to make an appointment and everything else?
Yep. Our phone number is 269-429-1585. We're located at 4231 Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville. You can visit us on the web at austinfinancial.us.
All right. Tom Austin is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given do not intend to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We hope that professional is Tom Austin. Thanks, Tom Austin.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great day.
All right. Safe travels to you.